Lesson 11, Mass Media 1, Part A, Micro-Listening.
Communicative Function, Making Judgments. In this part, you'll hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, you'll hear a question about what has been said. Listen carefully and decide which of the four choices is the best answer to each question you've heard.
1. I'd like to see the blue jacket in the window.
What size do you want?
Who might be the woman?
2. I'd like some cookies and a birthday cake.
Do you want the cake decorated? Where does this conversation take place?
3. The faucet in the bathroom is leaking.
Why not get Edward to come and have a look?
What does Edward do?
4. Excuse me, I'd like to know whether the French dictionary I ordered has arrived.
Just a moment, madam. Let me check it for you. Oh, yes, it has. That'll be $20.
Where does this conversation take place?
5. We're going to skate. Do you want to come?
Thanks, but it's below zero. I'd rather stay by the fire.
What time of the year does this conversation take place?
6. Don't you think we should park the car downtown?
I don't think we can find a space.
What is being discussed?
7. The Golden Gate sounds like a nice place.
You said it. I hear the service there is good and the atmosphere is warm.
Where are the two speakers probably going?
8. I've been reading a fascinating book about life in the Old West.
I wonder if it's the same one I read last month.
What are they talking about?
9. Sportswears are on the second floor.
Yes. After we pick out a birthday gift for Mum, we can get some sweaters for ourselves.
Where are the two speakers?
10. Stop for a minute, Mary. I want to have a look at the display in the window.
There are some books on sale. Why don't we go in and see if we can find something on art?
Where does this conversation most likely take place?
Part B, Macro Listening. Passage 1. How Newspapers Developed.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
The first newspapers were handwritten sheets which were posted in public places. The earliest recorded newspaper was started in Rome in 59 BC. In the 700s, the world's first printed newspaper was developed in China. The paper was printed from carved wooden blocks and distributed among the citizens. Europe didn't have a regularly published newspaper until 1609, when one was started in Germany. The first regularly published newspaper in the English language was printed in Amsterdam in 1620. In 1621, an English newspaper was started in London and was published weekly. The first daily English newspaper was the Daily Courant, which didn't appear until March 1702. In 1690, Benjamin Harris printed the first American newspaper in Boston. The paper was called Public Occurrences, both foreign and domestic. The local government, however, didn't approve of the paper and stopped its publication after the first issue. In 1704, John Campbell started the Boston Newsletter, the first newspaper to be published daily in the American colonies. By 1760, the colonies had more than 30 daily newspapers. There are now about 1,800 daily papers in the United States. Today, as a group, English language newspapers have the largest circulation in the world. The largest circulation for an individual newspaper, however, is that of the Japanese newspaper Asahi Shimbun, which sells more than 11 million copies every day.
Question number one. Where was the earliest recorded newspaper started?
Question number two. How long is it since the first newspaper was printed?
Question number three. According to the passage, which of the following newspapers have the largest circulation?
Question number four. Which of the following is not mentioned in the passage?
Question number five. Which of the following cannot be inferred from the passage?
Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again and fill in the following chart with the information you get from the tape.
The first newspapers were handwritten sheets which were posted in public places. The earliest recorded newspaper was started in Rome in 59 BC. In the 700s, the world's first printed newspaper was developed in China. The paper was printed from carved wooden blocks and distributed among the citizens. Europe didn't have a regularly published newspaper until 1609, when one was started in Germany. The first regularly published newspaper in the English language was printed in Amsterdam in 1620. In 1621, an English newspaper was started in London and was published weekly. The first daily English newspaper was the Daily Courant, which didn't appear until March 1702. In 1690, Benjamin Harris printed the first American newspaper in Boston. The paper was called Public Occurrences, both foreign and domestic. The local government, however, didn't approve of the paper and stopped its publication after the first issue. In 1704, John Campbell started the Boston Newsletter, the first newspaper to be published daily in the American colonies. By 1760, the colonies had more than 30 daily newspapers. There are now about 1,800 daily papers in the United States. Today, as a group, English language newspapers have the largest circulation in the world. The largest circulation for an individual newspaper, however, is that of the Japanese newspaper Asahi Shimbun, which sells more than 11 million copies every day.
Passage 2. BBC Radio.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
BBC Radio nowadays provides home listeners with four alternative national channels. Each has a distinct character. Radio 1, broadcasting some 12 hours daily, offers the public a program of almost soul music. Radio 2 broadcasts over 20 hours a day and provides light music, musicals, and even operas, as well as being the principal channel for the coverage of sports events of all sorts. Radio 3, on the air some 17 hours a day, is the channel for classical music. It provides classical music, grand opera, theater plays, serious news, commentaries, and works of educational, artistic, and intellectual interest. Radio 4, which is relatively new, provides its listeners with the principal and most detailed news and information service of BBC Radio. It's on the air for a good 16 hours daily. Moreover, it offers a very wide range of drama, talk, and entertainment programs, as well as broadcasts to schools.
Question number one. What is the passage mainly about?
Question number two. Which national channel of the BBC broadcasts almost only music programs?
Question number three. Which national channel of the BBC broadcasts educational programs?
Question number four. Which of the following programs is not mentioned in the passage?
Question number five. Which of the following cannot be inferred from the passage?
Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again and complete the following chart with the missing information.
BBC Radio nowadays provides home listeners with four alternative national channels. Each has a distinct character. Radio 1, broadcasting some 12 hours daily, offers the public a program of almost solely popular music. Radio 2 broadcasts over 20 hours a day and provides light music, musicals, and even operas, as well as being the principal channel for the coverage of sports events of all sorts. Radio 3, on the air some 17 hours a day, is the channel for classical music. It provides classical music, grand opera, theater plays, serious news, commentaries, and works of educational, artistic, and intellectual interest. Radio 4, which is relatively new, provides its listeners with the principal and most detailed news and information service of BBC Radio. It's on the air for a good 16 hours daily. Moreover, it offers a very wide range of drama, talk, and entertainment programs, as well as broadcasts to schools.
This is the end of Lesson 11.